Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the weekend edition. The weekend edition, which is, of course, the radio program. We are talking politics, KER Politics. Going to start out with Jimmy talking about a new station that picked up our show. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
You bet. So we want to welcome KYKN listeners, KYKN 1430 in Salem, Oregon. Yep. And we're really happy to expand to that market. You know that the capital there of Oregon needs some another political view than what they normally get. And we're happy to have them on board. We would like you that are listening to the show to reach out to our blog. It's, you can look it up. You can just KER Politics. And we post editorials during the week that are just posted to the blog, and then we do this radio show on the weekend. So welcome, and I think we're going to have a good show today. We're going to talk a little bit about, of course, the biggest news, the classified documents in Joe Biden and what the implications are with the Penn Center in China. We'll probably talk a little bit about economics in our second segment. We'll talk about Ukraine in a kind of a broader view than what many of you might hear. And then we'll wrap that up with politics, specific political issues that are happening out there in the last segment. So welcome in, and let's get started, Al.
Yeah, you know, I want to say one thing. I think we've got the best political blog out there. We have upwards of 100 comments every single day. The comments are opinions, some very, very excellent opinions from people who are really, really, they really put together all the information out there on political issues. I'd like to have you guys take a look at it. And if you care to comment, please do. We don't publish anything in terms of how people can get hold of you or whatever, so don't worry about that. Jimmy, you know, it's funny, but the Mar-a-Lago situation with the documents was a very big deal in the eyes of the Democrats. And, it was all over the news, much greater extent than anything during that particular time frame. Now Joe Biden is in the same position. He's got classified documents at his home and also at his beach house, both of those locations obviously being in Delaware. I think that, quite frankly, I find it fascinating that it's not getting nearly the press coverage that Mar-a-Lago got. Boy, if that doesn't tell you how the press is slanted, nothing does.
No kidding, Al. And what we're seeing right now is an unbelievable effort by the left to actually cover for him. It's actually quite disturbing to see. And here are the reasons why it's so important that there are very big distinctions between what's happened here. Joe Biden, as vice president, kept classified documents in his home and then in his office in the Penn Center. The Penn Center is at the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a program that was actually highly funded by the Chinese government. In fact, the Chinese government from around 2013 have actually invested $67 million into the University of Pennsylvania. And then in the just 2.5 or 3 years that Joe Biden was a, quote, professor there, he never taught a class, he did give guest lectures, they gave $47 million. So these classified documents were found inside an office there on the 2nd of November, prior to the midterm election, reported to the Department of Justice on the 4th of November. I'm sorry, I hope I said that right, 2nd of November. Then the 4th of November, they reported DOJ. DOJ said nothing. They found more documents in his garage in December, and they found another document this week in his home. So here's the big difference, Al. Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump, as president, had the authority to declassify documents. He had declassified the documents that they're arguing about and was legally fighting and talking and discussing with the National Archives and the FBI about how to handle these documents that he had in Mar-a-Lago before the Department of Justice responded to a request from the National Archives to go ahead and take those back. And then they filed a special prosecutor, and they're going forward. And this was absolutely headline news that Trump was going to go to jail for classified material.
Right.
Now, here's the contradiction with the Biden issue. He had no authority to declassify these documents. The National Archives didn't know that he had them. They were stored in unsecure areas. Mar-a-Lago was secure with Secret Service security, and the FBI had looked at the storage area and said, hey, put a lock on it, you'll be fine. Very big differences. But what is more important than anything else is the fact that this information, these classified documents, open the door to a much broader problem that the Biden family is going to face with the influence of China. When you see $47 million going to the University of Pennsylvania to help fund his this Biden Center, then you wonder how much influence are they buying. And this is after Hunter Biden, we know from documented evidence from his own personal laptop, had worked multiple events in order to satisfy China. And China and the University of Pennsylvania, with the money that they were given for the Penn Center, was paying Joe Biden $900,000 in those 3 years, as well as other staffers like Anthony Blinken, now the Secretary of State, and other members of his administration, while they waited for the campaign that came forward in 2019 and 2020.
Boy, if I were a college professor and somebody popped $900,000, if my potential as a professor was for the university that I was working for to pop close to $1 million into my pocket, I probably would have gone into that business, to make a living. But that's really not quite that way for Mr. and Mrs. Average Professor.
No, and here's, this is the worst part about this story. And of course, members of the Republican-controlled House are now going to investigate. They're out there. Jim Jordan in the government misinformation effort, and of course Jim Comer, who's going to be looking at this oversight. What they've identified is that the University of Pennsylvania, who received over $67 million over the last decade from the Chinese government, lobbied in early 2022. To have the Department of Justice shut down the FBI's operation that was evaluating and investigating Chinese influence in academia. They sent a letter with 170 signatories from faculty and staff at the University of Pennsylvania to the Department of Justice, saying that they understand the problem with Chinese influence, but this is... No kidding, they said it was racial profiling and racial bias.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland, the attorney general, within 2 weeks of receiving that letter, shut down that program, shut down the FBI program. This is just weeks after Christopher Wray at the Reagan Library in California had given a speech talking about how dangerous Chinese influence in academia was and how widespread it was and how important it was for the FBI to continue these investigations. If this is not unbelievable corruption and borderline treason by the people that are supposed to be defending this nation against Chinese expansion,
right,
I don't know what is.
Well, this is just kind of one of the many variables that are going into this particular subject. I remember you and I were talking about this probably...
And we're just about up on time, too.
I know we are. I remember you and I were talking about this about 6 months ago, and I want to talk about some of the other universities that have gotten in trouble with this thing. I mean, we're talking about Harvard, we're talking about Princeton. We're not just talking about the university that you mentioned. Okay, you guys, Jimmy's right. We got to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. Be right back.